Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me is John Oslika. He is with Wendell World. He's here this morning to talk about the 7th annual Laughter is the Best Medicine event coming up on September 25th at Newport Syndicate. It's our pleasure to welcome John to the show. Good morning, John. How are you?
All is well. Thank you.
Now, John, let's talk about this now. You are with Wendell World. Before we get into, you're here this morning to talk about a special event that you guys have coming up. Before we get into that, tell us a little bit about Wendell World, if you will.
Wendell World is the largest exterior remodeling company in America. We do more windows, siding, doors, gutters, and roofing than any other company that exists. And very proud to be part of that company now.
All right. So give us the heads up here. Now, what's the best time of year to buy new windows? And from an energy efficient standpoint, how much money are we saving when we buy those new windows?
Well, if you have builder grade or just original windows, generally those aren't energy efficient. They're either single pane or they do not have the low E and argon, which is really the energy saver, double pane with the low E argon. When you put those windows in your home, if you do your entire home, make sure your doors are sealed up, you'll save anywhere from 25 to 35% on your utility bills. That's winter and summer.
Okay, and so what's the best time of year to, if we want to get a good deal, that is, as a consumer?
The great news is Wendell World offers the best price for the best product 365 days
a
year.
All right. They're a very diplomatic answer there, John. I love it.
Well, we don't inflate our price so we can offer you a discount. We just give you the best price every day.
All right. Good to know. Good to know. Now, you're here this morning to talk about the 7th annual Laughter is the Best Medicine event, and that's coming up on September 25th. Tell us about this event, if you will, John.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is our baby every year. This is the money that we raise for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, which is our national philanthropic endeavor for Wendell World. We have a wing of our company called Wendell World Cares, and we've now raised $11 million for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital since 2008. Our event is a comedy show and dinner on Friday, September 25th, starting at 6:45. And so that everybody knows, we are going to provide masks. We are going to have hand sanitizer at everybody's place. The Syndicate in Newport has a UV light system that kills airborne viruses. So It is going to be hospital grade disinfected air that everybody's going to be breathing. So we're going to make the event just as safe as possible. But the event is designed to raise money for these kids with cancer and their families so they don't ever have to worry about paying a bill when they're there.
All right, good. So you talked about St. Jude's. For those that may not be familiar, I know that's part of your philanthropic arm, as you talked about. But tell us a little bit more about St. Jude's for those, the few that may not be familiar, to exactly what they do.
St. Jude is one of the top two research hospitals, if not the top research hospital for childhood cancer in the world. They also, people don't know that they are the number one researcher for sickle cell anemia in the world. And everything that they research and come up with a cure or a potential cure for, they share immediately with everybody across the world, not just the country, but the world. So they are one of the top five trusted nonprofits in the world, and we're proud to be a part of St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
Good. And so why was it, and you guys are very proud, as you should be, so why was it so important for you guys to connect with St. Jude's?
Our corporate office is in North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and we were taking care of a local children's home, if you would. Because we started getting larger and larger and larger, our owners, Tammy Whitworth and her husband Todd, who helped start it, Todd has since passed away, but they wanted to do something nationally because we were becoming such a large company. And so we landed at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital because it worked with where our stores were across the country.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information can be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. In the studio with me, we're talking to John Oslika. He is with Window World. He's here this morning to talk about their 7th annual Laughter is the Best Medicine event coming up on September 25th at Newport Syndicate. Now, for those that come out to this event, tell us about some of the special things that you'll have going on. You talked about it being a dinner show and things like that, but you also have an auction and some other things. Tell us about what makes this event special.
Well, first of all, we don't do anything at Window World where we're not having fun.
All right.
So it is not a stuffy event. You're welcome to come in dress jeans and a nice shirt.
Okay.
I've had people there in shorts and flip-flops. So
right.
It is a nice dinner. We do have a comedy show with Ricky Glore, who will do a 45-minute comedy set. We have a bourbon tasting. We also have plenty of baskets, silent auction items, and then we have a live auction. I bring an auctioneer in from Columbus, and this guy is incredible, and Brian Davis, and he will auction off our trips and our live auction items, which make it really special.
So tell us about this bourbon tasting that you guys have going on. That sounds really good.
It's going to be great. We're going to have 5 different bourbons from one of our local distributors. She'll be on site to let you come over and give you the history of the bourbons, where they come from, why they're made the way they are. And then you get to sample, and I don't think there's a limit on samples. I don't think you have to have a sample ticket. I think she'll take care of you.
All right, there you go. That's good to know. Now, for those that are unable to attend the event, you can still participate in the auction. Is that right?
That's right. If you go online, go to windowworldcincinnati.com. There's a spot there that says Get Tickets. When you click on Get Tickets, you go to our webpage for the event, and you'll be able to sign up. And you'll be able to see the items that are for auction. If you wanted to participate in the live auction, you would have to have somebody at the event to call in and bid on the trips that we'll be auctioning off. But the silent auction items, you are welcome to bid on. You'll get a notification if somebody outbids you on your phone, and then you up your bid to the next one so that you get the basket you want.
Okay. And so you talked about this, and I think it's really important. You mentioned one of the first things you mentioned is about COVID and the extra precautions that you guys are taking. Let's touch a little bit more on that. And then, but more than that, I want to talk about the need for St. Jude at this particular time, because we know that with this pandemic, less people are giving. So that makes your event all that more special and important, right?
I think so. And we had to cancel our event in June, which was the original date. And the more I kept thinking about it, these kids keep getting cancer.
Yes.
They don't stop because COVID's out there.
Right.
These families need our help to be able to not worry about the bills. Anybody that's a patient at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital never, ever receives a bill for their health care, for their clothing, for their food, for their residence while they're staying there. And 80% of the patients there are outpatient. They don't stay in the hospital. They come in for their treatments, and then they leave, and they go to several places that St. Jude has, the Ronald McDonald House, the Target House, different apartments that they have in town. So they feel like people heal better at home, if you will, which is as close to home as they're going to get while they're in treatment. But they get to go to their own home, their own place, while this is happening. But they never, ever receive a bill. So it's important for companies like mine to still forge ahead and raise this money for these people.
All right. Good, good. All right. Let's go over the information again. It's the 7th annual Laughter is the Best Medicine event. It's coming up when and where again, John?
It's Friday, September 25th at the Syndicate in Newport.
Okay. And if our listeners would like more information, if they would like tickets, of course, how can they find out more about that?
You go to windowworldcincinnati.com. When you open that up, you'll see me. There will be a spot right there to get tickets. You click on Get Tickets. It will send you to the website that will allow you to bid, get tickets, donate, whatever you'd like to do.
And one key component, if you can't make it to the event, you can always donate.
Every single penny counts. All right. So whatever you can donate, we are very appreciative. And the kids and the families of St. Jude are very appreciative.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning, John. Thank you so much for taking time. If you missed anything, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and we'll have all the information there. Thank you so much, John.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to John Oslika with Window World. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.